Back at his office, Lucas had a message waiting on voicemail. "This is Connell. I got something. Beep me." Lucas dialed her beeper number, let it beep, and hung up. Junkie had been a waste of time, although he might be a bone they could throw the media. Not much of a bone. With nothing else to do, he began paging through Connell's report again, trying to absorb as much of the detail as he could. There were several threads that tied all the killings together, but the thread that worried him most was the simplicity of them. The killer picked up a woman, killed her, dumped her. They weren't all found right away. Connell suggested he might have kept one or two of them for several hours or even overnight. But in one case, in South Dakota, the body was found 45 minutes after the woman had been seen alive. He wasn't pressing his luck by keeping the women around. They wouldn't get a break that way. He didn't leave anything behind, either. The actual death scenes might have been in his vehicle. Connell suggested it was probably a van or a truck, although he might have used a motel if he'd been careful in his choices. Closing the file, Lucas got out of his chair and wandered around to stare sightlessly out the window, working it through his head. The man never left anything unique. Hair, so far, was the only possibility. They needed a match, and needed it badly. They had nothing else that would tie a specific man to a specific body. Nothing at all. The phone rang. "This is Megan. I've got somebody who remembers the killer." Connell was waiting on a street corner in Woodbury under a quick wash sign. An automotive diagnostic center sprawled down the block. She was strung out, hard energy overlying a deep weariness. She'd been up all night, Lucas thought, dying. "Have you talked to St. Paul, Megan?"